Imagine being at work and we've all done it, right? So you drop and you smash a glass in the canteen, or you break or you spill coffee on someone's computer keyboard and you just leg it and hope nobody's camera's on and nobody saw anything. Well, you may have seen the story of the two astronauts, Jasmine Mogbelly and Laurel O'Hara, who went on a spacewalk on the 2nd of November, carried out some scheduled maintenance and checks on the International Space Station. They were 6 hours and 42 minutes in space, and after a few hours they noticed that their toolbox had accidentally floated away. Well, you just go, oh no, we didn't have a toolbox with us, never saw it. But no, the curious thing is you can now see it from space. The whole planet can see that they lost the toolbox, which is quite a big sort of square silvery thing. It's going to be visible in the skies over Ireland for the next 2 weeks, as they say, which is a bit tragic. David Moore, the editor of Astronomy Ireland's magazine, is on the line to tell us a bit more. David, hiya. How are you?
Good morning, Brendan.
Thanks for taking the call. So these two astronauts basically dropped the toolbox, as it were, and it accidentally floated away. And does this kind of thing happen much?
It has happened before, yes. I remember another toolbox dropped, it was over 10 years ago, and it was worth $100,000. Anything they use in space is always very specialist, custom-built and expensive. So embarrassing for the astronauts, and they would have rather this didn't happen, but these things do happen. It's very tiny compared to the space station, which we'll easily see tonight. And we may see the toolbox. We actually have just done some calculations for it, but it's now moved quite a bit away from the space station. So it'll actually fly over 20 minutes before the space station flies over, whereas soon after they lost it, you could see the two in the sky at the same time.
Wow. Wow. So you're not normally interested in space junk. You're more interested in the stars and planets, but because space junk is kind of irritating for you. I was just thinking in the future, we could have space pirates, because if you collect that junk, do you own it? Like if it's a sunk ship at sea kind of thing.
This particular toolbox is going to burn up after a few months next year, probably March-ish. And it's actually quite dim. So we thought people might be able to see it with the naked eye, but the space station is the brightest thing in the sky. And it will fly over, blaze over, I often say, at 6:03 this evening. And you won't miss it. It's as bright as, in fact, it's brighter than the brightest stars in the sky. And we've got a great signpost tonight because it's going to pass very close to the moon at 6:03. And in fact, if you live between Killarney and North County Dublin, you'll actually see the space station pass in front of the moon. Extremely rare. I get to see this maybe once a decade if I'm lucky, and I watch every time it flies over and the sky is clear. So that's the rough area below the moon to look for the toolbox, but you might need a pair of binoculars for it at about 5:41. But if really remember 6:03, because then you're going to see the ISS.
I'm totally going to do that. That sounds amazing.
Main spacecraft.
So 6:03, but 5:41, we might see the toolbox. But you need binoculars for that. But we don't need binoculars to see the space station.
No, it's the brightest thing in the sky when it flies over. These are the first few passes of the 2 week window we've got coming. So they're a little bit low in the south where the moon is, but the moon will mean you'll have no problem spotting it. Anybody can find the moon. You don't need binoculars. Naked eye will do. You'll see it every night at a different time till December the 5th. In fact, just above the moon tonight, you'll see a bright star fixed there for hours. That's actually the planet Saturn. They're closest tonight. And tomorrow night in the Dublin area, we're actually running a telescope watch to show people Saturn close up. So if people want to know more about that, or get the predictions for every night till December 5th, go to Astronomy Ireland's website, astronomy.ie, and follow the social media links, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's where every afternoon we predict the exact time to watch.
There's one thing I just wanted to touch on quickly.
The lights if they show up.
You're not happy with Elon Musk, who has a satellite up there blocking your view. Is that right? Just very quickly tell us about that.
Yeah, and he's just done it again. He launched 22, I think it was, of these Starlink satellites this morning, just after 6 a.m. And we'll actually see those flying over tonight at 6:27. They'll go very high in the sky. You'll see 20 satellites all following each other across the sky. It is an amazing sight. Unfortunately, as far as we're concerned, it's vermin, but he's chasing a $40 billion year market for internet satellites, so we can't stop him.
A vermin, that's a harsh word there. But listen, that's great. And people want to get more, they go to astronomyIreland.ie and they'll get all
those. Astronomy.ie.
Just astronomy, brilliant. Okay, David, thank you so much for your time. Let's take a quick break.